morning we're taking the Chayotim Klal Chavches Simen Dalad. So here he deals with the issue which we mentioned before, for a person by Musaf daven one of the other tefillas that he's not Yotze. Tovah he spelled by Musaf tefillah Shachris. If a person mistakenly during Musaf instead davened one of the other tefillas, for example tefillah Shachris, Tzarech Lachzor, he has to go back. Why is that? Because he has not mentioned the carbon Musaf. But if he did mention the carbon Musaf in his tefillah, he's spelled called tefillah Schol. If, as a matter of fact, if he davened the whole Shmon Esrei of a Chol, Rak Shomer Bo, if he said the following phrase, V'nasil afanecha chobo yisenu b'smidei yoyim u'b'karmen Musaf. So he said a quote of those words, "Menasel afanecha chaber seinu, b'tmida yom u'b'karben musaf." So that's enough. Yotze bein b'Rosh Chodesh, b'Shabbos v'Yomtiv. This will work on Rosh Chodesh. It'll work on Shabbos. It'll work on Yomtiv. Then instead of davening the tefillah musaf, he said a different tefillah instead. A weekday tefillah, a shachris of Shabbos tefillah. And somewhere in the davening, he said that phrase. That is sufficient to be yotze his korban musaf, tefillas musaf. So even though there's really no tekana of saying a brichas yirches, it is a shmon esrei. It is an act of amidah lifnei Hashem. And you said the bakasha that we should be at bezeicha to do the korbanos. Actually, the language of the Tosis is mashma that he does not need to mention tmidei yom. As long as he would say manas lefanecha chobeseinu b'karben musaf, he would be yotze. And this is without quoting the pasuk. When we say that phrase, we actually quote the pasuk. So it's clear in the halacha that the pasuk is not ma'akev either. So this one simple phrase is enough to be yotze. Okay, now benirily. A person davened the Shabbos tefillah, not a weekday tefillah, and he already said the fourth bracha, which is referred to as Kedushas Hayom. It talks about the Kedusha of the day. And he finished Mekadosh Shabbos. And he needs to say the phrase, but he did not say the phrase of Anas Lafanecha Chabaseinu B'Tmira Yom B'Karm Nosef. He did not say that phrase. So should he go back and repeat the whole fourth bracha to be able to say that phrase? What should he do? He should put it in the fifth bracha of Shemon Esrei is the bracha which starts with the words which say Hashem Elokeinu Baim Vayisav Yisvilosam. It talks about Hashem accepting our avoda, our service. Well, Karban Musaf is a form of service. So when you say in that paragraph the words V'sheves Avodah L'Ribbei Secho, V'sheves Avodah, you would say Yomar Benas Lafanecha B'Tminei Hayom B'Karban Musaf. We bring back the avoda, and we will bring the karbanos of the Karban Tumid and the Karban Musaf. So he said the fourth bracha, Mekadosh Shabbos, and he was yotze with that. He said the phrase of bringing the korbanos in the fifth bracha. So he said everything he has to say, not in the proper place. So that's better than going back and repeating the whole fourth bracha just to say that phrase. Because really, he said Kedushas Shabbos. He said Kedushas Hayom. He needs to say this phrase. So that's where he should put it in. The Kibbutz Tzarech L'Kvoya bracha b'fnei atzma. We already pointed out that B'di'evid, the phrase of Korban Musaf does not require a bracha, because they said the person davened the full weekday Shemon Esrei, and he mentioned somewhere in that about bringing Korbanos, he did not give it its own separate bracha. The answer is you don't need B'di'evid, you don't need its own bracha. So therefore, in this scenario, better than going back and making a repetition of the fourth bracha and a bracha l'batola issue, it's better just to insert it here. And we in the fifth bracha. Al v'gav the chachilah tzarach lahasker b'kedushas hayom. Musaf should be mentioned in the fourth bracha. Because welcome b'di'evid shesayim a bracha. You already in this situation, which is b'di'evid, you already finished off the fourth bracha. And tzarach lahasker eliyasker b'avoda. So he doesn't go back. He says it here in avoda. B'tzarachim. So the chayyim is suggesting that he doesn't have a raya to it. And therefore, he says at the end, "Mitzarachin." It still deserves to be researched. This issue deserves to be researched. What's the proper thing to do? Mr. Berg quotes this Chayyotim in Simon Rei Samaches in Sivkot and Tezayin. He quotes it as that the Chayyotim is saying this is what you should do and this is the final psak. He doesn't leave it open. And he quotes it in the Bir Halacha as well, and he seems to accept this as Halacha L'maisa, the suggestion of the Chayyotim, which the Chayyotim himself seems to be a little bit hesitant on, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to accept it Halacha L'maisa, that is what we do. Okay, we'll leave the rest of the siman for tomorrow. Bez Hashem, have a good